Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show Lady Boss knows what women want: to be free to speak their voice, to live in financial freedom, and build businesses that radiate wealth, leaving legacies we can be proud of. Every Friday, we bring you Lady Boss entrepreneurs that are changing the world. Diane Solano, the energy entrepreneur. Dana Terrio, handle the lump, heal your life. And Joan Sharp, changing the conversation from money to vision. See you Fridays.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's show. So here's what our show is going to be about, what we want to talk about. We're going to have a great, amazing discussion about how to move forward in the fall. And here's some really great questions for you to think about. What do you want to do to keep your life from staying in place, and what have you missed? How does your planning need to adjust and be flexible? How do you start the conversation? My co-host, Joan Sharp of River Family Advisors, is not just an advisor. She's a thought leader in the area of changing your money mindset. Joan encourages us to change the difficult conversations that we have that are all about money to a pleasant conversation about a shared vision, and you will better support your values, life experiences, legacy, and wealth. Joan, welcome to the show.
It is great to be here. And I have to say, it is July 2020 and right after July 4th weekend. Did you have a nice weekend? This is, you know, one of the first years I think ever, there haven't been fireworks in our city that were put on by our city. And I don't think there were as many picnics as normal. It was probably one of the first very different July 4th. But I know a lot of people that were trying to keep the spirit in different ways. How was yours?
It's wonderful that you say that. I wrote a post about tuning into America and tuning into America and really feeling that she could really use some love, some kindness, and compassion for everything that America, that she stands for, the beautiful and the great and all the freedom and the magnificence that America stands for. After all the toxins, the negativity and everything that we've been through over the last 6 months. So I wrote a beautiful post. I posted it on my Facebook page and I invited everybody to join in and really tune into America and let us send her some love. Let us tune into her and thank her so much for the amazing space that she is, this environment, America, that holds us so strongly, even though we're in the midst of so much change. And then I topped it off with, I can always count on my mentor, Marianne Williamson. Just that evening when I put my post together, I saw the 4th of July message that Marianne sent out on her YouTube channel, and I added that onto my post, and then I mailed it out to my community. And so that felt like a really great way to really tune into the 4th of July in a different way than I ever had before.
Yeah, that's great, because July 4th is one of those family holidays, or one of those holidays that we all celebrate as we do Thanksgiving. But for some reason, July 4th is not as stressful as Thanksgiving for families, right? It's a time when people are in a lighter spirit, possibly because it's the summer, and doing stuff together. And I think a lot of families were looking for that. And then once July 4th is over, people start thinking, what do I have to finish before I go on my end of July, August vacation? And then roll right into the fall. Like, everyone seems relaxed. So I have to say, even if we weren't having COVID, this is a time that I find for conversations with family about vision and what you want to do and expectations moving to the fall. And I think, as you said, even with what you did in honoring America and where we were, and I believe a lot of people were, will say I was in one of those cities and neighborhoods where fireworks have been going off for 3 or 4 weeks randomly at night throughout the city. So that sounds like people wanted to celebrate and be part of America, our community, and our families. And now is the time while we're still relaxed, it's not as relaxed probably as we usually are on July 4th. Some people are probably very ready to get kids to college or kind of ready to normalize or figure out where they can go. And in other cities, they are feeling they need to lock down and having to learn. They're learning to wear masks no matter what because of what governors are saying. But now is the time for conversations with family about what does the fall look like? Because this is going on in our press, too, about what college is looking at, like. I have some nieces that are getting ready to go to college, and our whole family had a conversation on what that's looking like for the nieces that are coming from different cities and going to different cities. So this is the time, though, to start doing it with no judgment. So I'm sure, Cornelia, I mean, you think you are business planning now what the rest of the fall is going to look like, right?
Yes.
Thinking about your personal stuff, on what you're planning on in the fall.
Yes. Well, right now, you know, I see just so many people being faced with decisions that they have to make. Mm-hmm. And that's why I always love that you bring it back to the vision and the vision to have the communication with the family. Because before we started the show today, we were talking about how, you know, different countries in the world, they're leading in a different way, they're doing things different. And I brought it back to each family unit, and each family unit is, you know, doing things differently. And it comes down to personal choice, really, like what's right for you. And even on Facebook, just a couple of days ago, I wanted to find out where people stood when it came to wearing masks. What's your stand on it? And when I went there today, I could not believe how many people responded, like strong with where they are with it. Some people are really adamant about it. Other people are not. But I know that that's what's going to make decisions in moving forward with masks, because, right?
Yes, it does. And it may be part of. So as we plan and move, so this is where the family vision, and you should, if you have children, allow your children to write a vision. Now, I know if you have some teenagers, the vision may be, I just want to hang out with my friends. I am tired of this and being with you, or I don't know, I just want to be in front of my computer. But there's different ways, you know, your children, that you can ask questions and start. The biggest one is, what have you done differently as a family during this time that is really precious and that you want to keep moving forward when you move forward? What is it? And then what is it that you have missed doing? And ask each person at the table, what have you missed doing that you want to bring into your life, back into your life? And I would go one step further with that and ask, why was that important? And what was so important about that? And the reason I ask that and bring that up is because it may not be possible. It could be doing something in a large group and the family has agreed that's not safe. And it may not be something. So what was so important? Some people may not have their children playing football again or basketball. And so what was it about that was so important, and how can we do that? So asking these questions, and even of yourself, why are these important and what does that mean? And then what do you want to try new? And what are your expectations and why? And have those conversations, non-judgmental. Do not give feedback, just ask questions. And of the children, yourself and your spouse, and then come up together, all right, with all of this, honoring each individual vision. What is the group family vision? And I will say why I find this important doing this every year, right? Moving into the fall is, especially if you have children, and this happens even if you don't, things come your way. Opportunities come your way, and they are exciting. They may be really expensive. They may take a lot of time. But if you laid out the vision of what is important and your expectations for the fall on what you want to do and where you're going to go, you can look at it and say, does this extend that? Does it support it? Or does it get in the way of accomplishing it? Right? And so now you have set. And so I am going to say, as you set these visions, and Cornelia, I know you have heard me say this, don't set goals, set a process. So if that thing comes in and it takes you off track, but in a good way to actually accomplish in a better way or a more fulfilled way than you thought, you're able to do it and you don't feel stuck at a goal. How many times do we say, oh, I've got to climb that step, but gosh, I would get there better if I went up that path and go higher. So that's why I want to talk about this in process.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought this back up, because literally when you think about it, you know, COVID happened in March. Like that's mm-hmm. really when everything really, you know, shut down. Mm-hmm. And people were just getting started, like, because 2020 January with their visions for 2020 and yeah. their plan. And so then pretty much everything got stopped in our tracks. So mm-hmm. now moving forward, right? What are we moving forward with? What are we taking with us that we want to evolve? What do we want to grow? What do we want to see materialize? What do we want to learn? What do we want to make, you know, yeah, realize in our lives?
I'm not going to say it didn't end. So those people, individuals, and I'm going to say corporations because I'll use one, the famous Simon Sinek, why, right? Why? People who regrounded in why they were doing something or why it was important, not the actual thing or what the tag was,
yeah,
the goal was, but what was the vision and what was important and why they were doing it, and stepped back, were able to regroup and actually continue differently, but accomplishing, some people accomplished more than they had anticipated.
Oh, it's so true.
True to who they were and what the essence of what they were doing, which also brings up why it's important mid-fall to take a step back and ask, are we accomplishing the essence, or did we get off track, or what we thought would accomplish, what we were grounded in, is not doing that, right? And so I'm going to talk about, with that then comes the resources, right? This is where the financial planning. And I'm going to say, I'm hoping everyone, once again, has updated their estate documents, because our estate documents are our insurance policies for our family and giving love and our health. And if you have 18-year-olds going to college, make sure they have that healthcare power done and updated so you can support them if something should happen. Especially since a lot of our children right now in colleges, 18 to 34, are the ones getting sick. And also their durable financial power of attorney, so you can help with paying rent or their finances. All of this is very important. And at that point, you might as well do a simple will. But get that, those are the most important things, especially if you have someone going to college and you've got these in place. But you should also update them for yourself as you've been revisiting what's important with you, and if you have other transitions going on. But as you're looking at this, I'm going to say the vision and expectations what is that meaning financially for you? Are because things are more expensive, even though inflation isn't there. People have, I know at gyms, hair places, salons had to increase prices, cover the cost of the protective material they have brought in. So what does this mean and what does this look like? And I'm going to use something easy as an example. And Cornelia, after I use this, you may have something you think of. I personally like playing golf, okay? But I am always choosing between, do I keep a social membership or do I get a golf membership? And it's not, it would be easy, right, to write a check for the golf membership and not think about it. But am I reflecting myself? Is one of the things, and who I want to be if I just write that check for the golf membership. This year, I am not as comfortable going out on the golf course, and I like golf because I like playing with people, and I like sitting in the cart and having our conversations. Mm-hmm. Right now, we have to be in separate carts, and you don't get as much of a conversation because you're also having to move a little bit more on the golf course. So I'm not playing this year as much as I enjoy it. And that part of it I like. And so the answer is, why would I pay a golf membership versus a social? And it's not because of the cost. It's like, where can those resources be used? It might be that I actually am investing and saving money. It could be I'm using it to donate and support in my community. But what I have done, it's not I'm making that choice because of the cost and making the choice of because where I am consciously. And once again, if it doesn't matter, it still matters because it's reflecting you and what's important to you. And it's draining something from you, even if you have unlimited funds, that isn't reflecting you and what your vision is. So go for it.
I was going to say, that's one of the things I think that a lot of people have been able to take away from this time period of things that we used to do that we would just automatically do without even like thinking about it, you know. But now that the way that you talked about this example with, you know, you're not golfing the way that you used to golf and it's a little bit different. So maybe you can use that money somewhere else. That's a big, huge takeaway now that I think a lot of people have, you know, gotten out of this situation, right? Mm-hmm. And I think this is really great for people to look at this situation in their life and seeing where they can actually, where are they investing their money? Where are they putting it? What choices are they making that is different from what they would normally do?
Because it was habit.
It was habit.
Had a goal, and they weren't looking at it from the vision of what's important and how what they were doing reflects who they are every day. Remember, we are living our legacy every day.
Right.
Every day. And it's funny, someone, a friend, I read a post briefly on Facebook, made a comment to, you know, it's about wealth. You know, people always think it's about wealth and money you leave behind. But she has lost three people and she's like, what I'm missing is their who they are and in my life. And that is why it's so important to really step back, because if you have good friends, think about it, where the energy of where they're spending resources, even though it may not matter, still reflects on the energy you feel when you're with them, right? And how they show up and think about things. And so with kids, I had someone one time who told their son asked for a video component or game or something. And she said, no, we can't afford it. Well, he knew that was not correct, right? He knew, and he actually kind of came back because his sister like has a horse, like, seriously, you pay for the horse and you can't kind of thing. And so we had a conversation around why, and it was, because they are an outside family. Getting that video system or game was creating activity inside. And they wanted to do stuff outside. And I said, imagine if you had said that to your son and what been more authentic about it, the reflection that would have come back on him. And I say that because I've heard other people say no to video games and they have learned on the education, the particular game the child's asking for. And because the person said, this is why I say no, the child came back with a huge description on actually how it fits within that vision. And that child got it and also created some entrepreneurial stuff because that was the reasoning behind getting that video game.
Good for you. That was one of your, that was a perfect way for you to, you know, help this person shift the conversation from I can't afford it, saying that out of a negative habit or just avoiding the conversation.
Right.
Just avoiding it and then bringing it up back to what's the vision and being honest with her son of what her real motivation is behind it, right?
Yes, but then it helps with communication. So then the son can reflect more, right? And yeah. Feel like there was something missing, as I said, because he knew that was not a true response. And
yeah.
Smart.
Yeah. Kids know.
And so do our friends, right?
Yes.
With that, have you seen that or had something where you've had someone you know has said something to you and it didn't jive with the rest of the way they are? Or what happened is they said, I can't afford it. And you felt a little dished, but you also knew asking them was a little out of the path of the way you see them behave. But it's just never been talked about before.
Yeah, I that's happened many times with people that I've had exchanges with, whether that is clients or friends. Mm-hmm. And I really think it goes back to the unconscious habit of the program that was installed, you know, from early conditioning, right? Of having, you know, saying those kinds of things to get out of something and not really honoring, like, really what's really the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen that many times, you know.
So imagine now putting this plan together, having this conversation with your family, all right, your kids, and if you don't have kids, or a life partner, a friend, now is the time. And say this, give the essence or the vision of what you expect or how you want to show up. What was important in lockdown? What is that? What did you miss? And what do you want to try new? And by the way, when you try new, failing isn't bad. And it isn't failing, it's learning. And what does that look like? And then ask them to challenge you and then look at how you're going to plan that out with your resources so that as things come and they're more expensive or not, you can then make a decision. Am I going to move forward? And you also have this person. And if you have kids, you can sit down and have a conversation around why is this important? Okay, if this is so important and this is more important than our essence, what are we going to change so that the resources that we plan for work with this whole thing? And is it worth the investment?
Yeah, wonderful conversations to start preparing everyone. Like you said, everyone is still in their relaxed state. These are perfect conversations to have with your family and your kids right now, going back to the fall. I think, you know, with the kids going back to school, I've been watching a lot of news conversations, different clips on YouTube that where I can just quickly watch what I want to watch. And then I don't have to, you know, look at the mainstream thing. And there's just been a lot of discussion about how to reopen the schools and what the protocols are going to be, you know. And so there's going to be another learning curve on how to do all of this. And so I think, you know, it's really important for the children to be sent back out there feeling solid and good about this next phase.
Right. And what's important to them and their family.
Exactly. Exactly. It's we skipped our first break. Why don't we take a break? And then when we come back, we'll carry on with, you know, our fall planning and preparation. Yeah?
Yes.
Wonderful. We'll be right back.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune in to Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit LivingYourGifts.com. That's LivingYourGifts.com.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine? Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams and learn business strategies that work for you for real lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.DivinelyDrivenResults.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens with Colette Marie Stephan is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine? Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams and learn business strategies that work for you for real lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.DivinelyDrivenResults.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking about now in this last segment is how do you discuss the vision being flexible? This is a time of unknown, having the conversation about vision and understanding what is important about the expectation and vision that allows for creativity. Joan, talk to us about what is this next phase now that we're moving into.
Yeah, so we were talking about, everyone talk about what's important that you really enjoyed while you were in stay in place. What did you miss? And what did you want to accomplish moving forward as an individual and then setting a family vision and understanding and asking deeper questions on why things were important? And then how do you reflect the resources around that and make decisions? Normally, we can move forward with that and have smaller tweaks. And there may be some outside forces that change or adjust things. But now there definitely could be outside sources that change a plan that you've put in place or a vision of how you seem to plan on moving forward. And once again, that budget of what it was going to look like and what the costs were going to be, that you may now have to come back. As I mentioned in the first segment, the Simon Sinek why. And you may say, why were we doing this and what was important? And what's really key is asking as you're setting this up, what's really important? And so as the world changes, outside forces come in, be it financial, be it government, be whatever it is, or someone gets sick, you come back to why was the direction we were going in and the vision we had, what was so important about it? And how can we accomplish that or show up that way in a different way? And I will take, once again, I'm going to use a business example. Because we tend to do this in business more than we do with our families, but there is the business of family, as we discussed on our last call in June with Cindy, is a lot of companies stepped back and said, what is it I do and what do I do well? And why am I doing it? And so this is where clothing manufacturers turn their manufacturing plants around to do masks. This is where alcohol companies, vodka, beer companies change their lines to making hand sanitizers. Because what I heard someone tell me on a call I was on, it was a vodka distributor that was actually a very small one shut down, I believe in Colorado, and said, we are chemists. We have alcohol and we're chemists. And they're making hand sanitizer and actually thriving. So in thriving, the core of them was not the vodka or alcohol. The core of what they were chemists. So that, as a family, what is the core of who we are and how we want to show up? Mm-hmm. How can we do it with safely? And this is a great opportunity to help our children understand the most constant in our life, change. The constant we have is change. And one thing that is equal with every human is change, and we have 24 hours in a day. It does not matter who you are. Both of those happen. So by talking the vision and why is important and then revisiting it as everything changes, this is adults don't do change well. I can say, as much as I like to talk change and transition, to tell you I don't resist, I would be saying I'm not human. Okay. It's in our human DNA, but yet when I walk through, so what a beautiful opportunity. So Cornelia, I mean, how have you found when you've set a vision and you felt a wall or a change? How do you sit and look at it? Have you thought about it? It's like, go for it. The resources or what?
Yeah. Well, for me, you know, I just moved. So right. I just moved households. So that to move during this time period, it was a very, very strange time to move because mm-hmm. everything was very different, you know, out there. We've never had what we've been faced with. And so it was very different. And then I also moved from a larger home to a smaller home and downsized. So that was a lot of change. And what I did is through that change is really paced myself, is mm-hmm. given myself plenty of time, knowing that there's decisions I have to make. There's constantly decisions I have to make, constant choices I have to make. Do you want to keep this? Let this go. Do you want to keep this? Let this go. Is this going to be for efficiency? Is this working for you? I mean, all these questions that I had to make continuously at a time where things were pretty stressful. I mean, they say that moving and public speaking are like the biggest things that people face in life, you know, as far as when it comes to change. And so giving myself plenty of time to catch up with the change that's happening. And this is what I want to leave the audience with today, is that because of this change, this evolution that's taking place for all of us, and Joan and I were talking about this during the break, we don't know what's going to happen. We just don't know. So we just embrace ourselves. We embrace change. And if you can even make this affirmation today, is that I embrace change. So that right away, what that does, it removes the resistance. The resistance you were talking about, Joan, it removes the resistance. I embrace the change because you're not in struggle with it and you're not resisting it. But by saying I embrace it, then you just kind of, you're putting yourself at ease with it. And then leave plenty of time in your day and in your reflection for this change to occur. Because we also have to remember the universe is kind. The universe is kind and the universe is loving. I believe that. I believe that everything that's happening right now on the planet is happening for our betterment. I really do. We are building new. We are shifting and changing our values. We are choosing and deciding new structures. We're choosing how we want to do healthcare. We're choosing how we want to do all these different things. You know, there's so much change happening, and it's happening because it's been a long time coming. And so I welcome what's happening, even though it's kind of like we're battle weary, you know, we're battle weary. It's just been a long, you know, fight, it seems like, but we have to continue. And the only way that we can continue is by pacing ourselves and taking really good care of our physical body and, you know, our family, our home, and moving forward with caution.
Yeah, so I'm going to also say, with all of what you have said, we have to allow grief.
Oh, yeah.
Because, okay, as exciting, there are losses. There are going to, and I don't mean because someone died. It's because of the evolution of where you're choosing to be and what you're finding is important. There is going to be grief of loss of friends that just aren't fitting anymore in where you want to be. There's grief of loss of not seeing something that you usually do, an annual trip the same way. And actually, Thanksgiving, as July 4th was, maybe very different this year too. And so that's a grief. So as you also have these changes, there's things we have done for years and are so ingrained in us that we have to allow grief to let them go so we can move forward. But in that, and I'm going to ask, with your decisions that you were making and all these changes, did you ask yourself, how is this benefiting me?
Oh.
Why is this was important in this time frame? Is this part of who I want to be now and how I want to show up?
Pretty much those were the questions with, you know, every choice I'm making, because everything is for my bigger vision. It's all nice. From a bigger vision. Like right now, you know, I'm in the middle of all of this chaos and through all of that and packing and unpacking and closing out the old and coming in with the new and letting go and grieving the attachment to this and the attachment to that and giving my space, my body, physical time to cry and really dive into the grief, because you can't rush that. And allow myself this time period as I'm setting up the new. And I love that you brought up grief, because it's an important process to our human evolution. You know, many people have avoided it in the past, avoiding mm-hmm. grief or trying to numb it up with alcohol and suppressants and all that. But that's really not the way that we can really get to the root core of letting go and of, you know, grieving and really crying about what it meant to us and what we're letting go, what we need to release, and then being able to nurture ourselves and have compassion for where we are now and blessing our experience and moving forward.
Yeah, so it's, some people will though show grief and anger. So if you feel anger or your kids are feeling anger, ask, be inquisitive. And some people, because of also the habit of, I can't do that because I don't, it's too expensive, or it costs money, my parents are going to say no, I'll look like I'm frivolous, or something, stop and ask yourself, why? Do you want to spend the money? Why do you want to do this? How will it benefit you? How will it benefit your family? And will it benefit the essence of who you are, instead of, you know, as you feel and our habits. I mean, I do this. I get frustrated. I get angry, and I'm learning. And what's beautiful for me around this time is I have had the time to take a breath and say, wait a minute, why does that make me anxious? And why am I frustrated with this? And why am I doing this? For it, and what is the best for me? And I'm going to throw out too, we all have vision maybe of where a relaxing place is. And I'm going to kind of laugh on this because I've run into this and I personally feel this way. Okay. My company is River Family Advisors. I obviously love water and I love trees. A lot of people are thinking the mountains and river trees is where they want to escape to. You know, there's a lot of people going to the beaches right now, but I had read the Catskills or houses are selling like crazy up in the Catskill Mountains in New York. And I've talked to a couple of people and they're like, I wanted a river and mountains, a cabin just to go away too. And what was interesting is one of the individuals, their place was not really the mountain. Where they normally regenerate happens to be in the desert.
Oh.
Because of what happened in their life. They couldn't find a cabin in the trees and the mountains, and they ended up where they normally go in the desert and were very calm. Mm. So I love that example, and I use it because sometimes what we've read in our childhood books or what we think. So stop and think, where have you regenerated? What is your touchstone? Is it really a whole mountain and trees and woods? Is that where you really want to hang out all the time? Or is it actually around you and you need to just turn things off? Or is it the desert? You know, ask those questions. We have this opportunity. And I just throw that out because I have had, on top of reading that article, personally, cabin, mountain, trees, river, exclusion, has had several conversations, as I said, with people thinking that it is. And then the one person ultimately ending up not there, but really where their grounding place is. So it is never an easy question.
Yeah, but I love all the questions that you offered throughout this podcast today. You know, in every segment, you talked about different questions to ask. And really, you know, asking these questions are, you know, your own curiosity towards what matters to you. That's the point for asking the questions, because I'm curious to, you know, what is your answer? And by asking the question, we can really find out what the answer is. It's not by the old conditioning or the old habits or the old program. Really ask these questions now. What's your why? You know, all the different ways on how you can, is this serving you? Is this nourishing you? Is this helping you better? You know, make you feel better. Those are the questions that you want to ask yourself going forward, because we talked about this earlier. You know, moving forward in the fall, we just have no idea how this is all going to play out. And we just have to be open and, like you said, flexible with, you know, whatever is going to happen. We have no idea, right?
Right. And
that's why one of the things I wanted to bring up now, Joan, is you, I would like to have you talk to us about the discussion groups.
Oh, the conversation groups. So,
yeah.
So I'm going to say a time of a blank palette that you get to color in however you want, and actually tear it up if you're not happy with it, right? And conversation, you know, all of this may sound me, but I want to remind you that unless you're strong and healthy with yourself, you cannot support others' health in a healthy way. This is about getting your oxygen mask on first, having your children and family members get theirs on, and then as a family, having the oxygen mask to walk out in the community. So I have on my an opportunity, if you don't want to work with me individually, it's called a conversation group. And it meets quarterly. And the idea is for you to start changing the conversation from money to vision. I have some guidance, but you actually bring in the topic that you need to cover to help you move forward with changing the conversation from money to vision, along with how do your resources and what needs to happen, and having a community as a safe community, as your checkpoint and your check-in place for them. And Cornelia, I'm adding something this week, because this is really a deep time as we're going to be moving into the fall. The first 10 people that email me, I will talk to them for 30 minutes at no charge. And it's Joan, J-O-A-N, at River, R-I-V-E-R, Family, F-A-M, well, Family, Advisors, A-D-V-I-S-O-R-S.com. Sorry, I do know how to spell. And I know how to spell my company. But, so I will say this is July 10th, 2020, and the first 10 people that email me at Joan at River Family Advisors, that they want a 30-minute conversation on how to ask the questions or roadblocks they've run into and with their planning, I will give them 30 minutes for you the first 10 that email me.
That's so generous. That's so wonderful. I think that's a wonderful benefit, because people can even ask you other things that you hadn't even thought of, or things come up spontaneously in the conversation about maybe even, you know, more of the benefits of the conversation groups and some of the other things that possibly can be sorted out. And it's a wonderful way, a wonderful new beginning for people to, you know, live their legacy.
I just think, even though it's been stressful with everyone on top of everyone, everyone's kind of gotten out to breathe, but this is such a beautiful time to really think and ask those questions of yourself and others in your family, as you may be kind of doing it, but let's help put some structure forward for you. Isn't it crazy? Structure to be flexible. You know, and to allow.
Yes. You know, I always have this saying, I love creating structure and I love flowing within the structure.
Yes. Yes. And see, that is with process. Some people are very heavy process oriented. Some don't like process. But if we allow checkpoints, not goals, the check-in point, we're able to be a little more flexible with moving forward and changing this conversation as we are all evolving and being grounded in who we want to be and how we want to show up and be part of the evolution of our communities and our families being a part of it and us being a part of it. And some people, it may be having to let go of some other family members and just having a different relationship so you can thrive to be who you want to be.
Yes, that's wonderful. Joan, why don't you give us that email address again for all the people that 10, did you say 10 people that want to email you?
First 10. Yes. It's Joan, J-O-A-N, at River, R-I-V-E-R, Family, F-A-M-I-L-Y, Advisors, advisors.com.
Yay. And
website is just www.riverfamilyadvisors, and you can see about the conversation groups there.
Yes, wonderful. I really appreciate this podcast today because, again, it felt really grounding. And it felt practical tools for the audience to move forward in their planning and moving forward in fall and having the conversation from, changing their conversation from money to vision. This is always a great topic because this is an education, because people have been in a habitual way, been saying the same things over and over again in an unconscious way. And that's one of the things that you're helping us with to shift that and to really get conscious about the vision that what it is that we want to create.
Yeah. Yes, it is. And the more conscious we become, the happier we are. As much as we think when we're unconscious, we're happy. But remember, no decision actually is a decision. So I say this, honestly, I've done the same thing, okay, on being unconscious. And so a perfect is having to clean my house we're in, stay in place. Okay, my mother even laughed because she knows that is like my worst chore in the world. For me, I've worked overtime to pay for someone else. I'd rather be at work and get overtime to pay someone to clean my house. That is how much it is not my favorite chore. But I am very allergic to dust and mold. So I want to be able to breathe well. I have to do it. And I need structure. So doing my weekly. And I have to say there's things I find about myself. I set up and do things that in a sense, as much as I don't like it or haven't liked it, it's become a little more of a joy during this time. And even with the person starting to be able to come back, I have still done certain things that I have found. And I want to keep grounded because it actually allowed me to ground more within me because I grounded within the place I live.
Beautiful. And this is the perfect time to end. We're out of time, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks so much for listening. Joan Sharp, we'll see you next time. Thank you.
Thanks, Cornelia.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.